And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 13th. He was a longtime broadcaster, a fellow DJ at CFOM in Quebec City, and a very good friend. Mark Elliott passed away from complications of pneumonia at the young age of 65. Mark Elliott, also known as Nils Johansson, his real official name. In other news, John Lennon and Yoko Ono cut their hair and donated it to a charity auction this week in 1970. In 1960, Elvis Presley was promoted to sergeant in the U.S. Army. The first BN took place in San Francisco this week in 1967, and with it was Big Brother and the Holding Company and Jefferson Airplane. Diana Ross performed for the last time in concert with the Supremes. It was in Las Vegas this week in 1970. In 1973, Elvis Presley's Aloha from Hawaii concert was broadcast live to a billion people around the world, but not in the U.S., where it aired on television 2 months later. Alan Freed's first New York stage show included the Clovers, the Drifters, and Fats Domino this week in 1955. The Monterey Pop film opened in Los Angeles this week in 1969. The Supremes signed with Motown Records in 61. Harry Casey, who is Casey from the Sunshine Band, was partially paralyzed in a Hialeah, Florida auto crash this week in 1982 and took him a year to get full recovery. The Rolling Stones performed a cleaned-up version of Let's Spend Some Time Together on the Ed Sullivan Show at Ed's request, of course, this week in 1967. The popular TV show Happy Days premiered this week in 1974. Roy Orbison's movie The Fastest Guitar Alive with Sam the Sham premiered this week in New York City in 1967. The Cavern Club, home to many early Beatles concerts, opened in Liverpool, England this week in 1957. A portion of I-10 in Southern California was renamed the Sonny Bono Memorial Freeway this week in 2002. Scotland Yard confiscated 8 John Lennon lithographs from a London art gallery for being obscene this week in 1970. The first Guess Who record under the name Guess Who was released this week in 1965. It became a smash, shaken all over. Elva Kahns married John Miller and became Mrs. Miller this week in 1934. Memphis, Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis, Tennessee, was dedicated this week in 1972. The first Led Zeppelin album was released in 69. Paul Simon dropped out of law school to become a full-time musician this week in 1965. In 78, Neil Sedaka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. A Rolling Stones benefit concert raised $200,000 for Nicaraguan earthquake relief, and Mick Jagger himself donated more than $150,000 this week in 1973. In 76, the Beatles turned down a $30 million offer to reunite. Leslie Gore appeared as Catwoman's sidekick Pussycat, singing California Nights on Batman this week in 1967. Marty Robbins made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee in 53. The Jimmy Clanton film Teenage Millionaire with Jackie Wilson, Dion, and Chubby Checker debuted this week in 1962. The Blues Brothers made their first appearance on Saturday Night Live this week in 1976. In 57, Bill Haley's movie Don't Knock the Rock with Little Richard and the Applejacks had its debut premiere. Pete Best's defamation lawsuit against the Beatles was settled out of court this week in 1969. And in 1963, Frankie Avalon married his wife Kay. They're still together today. In the studio, Elvis began recording his Memphis Sessions LP, including Suspicious Minds, this week in 69. The Buckinghams recorded Don't You Care in 67. Chase cut Get It On in 71. Little Richard recorded Lucille in 1957. In 1970, the Doors recorded their Absolutely Live album in Los Angeles. And Elvis recorded Hard-Headed Woman this week in 1958. Birthdays, Carl Dobkins Jr. is 78. Bobby Lester from the Moonglows, born in 1930. Jack Jones is 81. Clarence Carter, 83. Jim Stafford is 75. Barbara Lynn's turning 77, while Chris Montez is 76. Mick Taylor, one-time member of the Stones, is 70. Eartha Kitt, born this week in 1927. Bobby Goldsboro is 78. Jimmy Ruffin from The Temptations, born in 1941. Phil Everly from The Everly Brothers, born in 1939. Janis Joplin was born in 43. Shelley Fabre is 75 this week. Dolly Parton, 73. Dewey Bunnell from America is turning 67. Laurie London, 14 years old when he sang He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, this week turning 75. Robert Palmer, born in 1949. And Lolita, whose real name was Edith Souza Einsinger. She sang Sailor, among other songs, born this week in 1931. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 13th. For more breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.